Hi, my name is Vincent Wall. Welcome to the Tabernacle Studios. Today I want to talk about the famous ship called the Titanic. Did you know that there are numerous films that have been made concerning the Titanic and its fatal voyage? The first film to ever appear in cinemas was released in just under a month after the sinking of the Titanic. In 1912, Saved from the Titanic made its debut, starring a Titanic survivor named Dorothy Gibson. The Titanic story continues to intrigue people of all ages. When the Titanic was built, it was thought that she would be the unsinkable ship. She was billed as the safest of all ocean-going crafts. For her maiden voyage, the Titanic had received worldwide publicity as the world's largest and most luxurious ship ever. Never before had a crew and passengers been so secure on a seagoing vessel. No ship was as luxurious as the Titanic. The Titanic had tennis courts, a gymnasium, ballrooms, and it even had elevators. That was really something in 1912. The Titanic had all the luxuries of its day, but it did not have enough lifeboats. The people on board had a false sense of security. There were famous people on that voyage, world famous. There were men with incredible fortunes on board the Titanic. There was John Jacob Astor, one of the world's most wealthy men. His fortune was estimated to be at $150 million. There was Isidor Strauss, the famous clothing merchant. He was worth around $50 million. There was Bruce J. Ismay, owner of the International Mercantile Marine Company. He was worth $40 million. They reckon that one string of his wife's pearls was worth $250,000. Today it would be perhaps $1 million. There was no ship that ever gave her passengers more confidence. All seemed well as the Titanic sailed through the blue waters of the North Atlantic. Amongst all the rich and famous people, there was a man called John Harper. John Harper was not known for being rich or famous, as far as the world is concerned. Harper was a Baptist minister, originally from Glasgow in Scotland. He was a widower and was travelling to America to speak at the Moody Bible Church in Chicago. Harper had his six-year-old daughter, Nana, with him. John Harper had greater riches than all the millionaires aboard. He knew Jesus. Harper had nearly drowned some three times previously in his life. God was using those experiences to prepare him for the tragedy of the Titanic. On April 14th, 1912, at about 11:35 p.m., there were three warnings sent from the crow's nest that ice had been spotted. The first two messages were ignored. Finally, the officer picked up the phone, but it was too late. On the night of April the 14th, 1912, at 11:40 p.m., the greatest maritime disaster in history began to unfold. The great Titanic, pride of the White Star Fleet, was approaching an iceberg. The iceberg scraped the side of the ship below the waterline, 300 feet in length, ripping open six watertight compartments, allowing the seawater to pour in. The Titanic was doomed, with over 2,000 people on board. Passengers were drinking, dancing, gambling, having a great time, unaware that the ship would soon sink. A group of gamblers went onto the deck to return to their cards to sink with the ship. Others that were warned went on to bed with confidence in the Titanic's ability to stay afloat. Some refused to put on the life jackets because they said they didn't want to get their gowns dirty. Many of them laughed when the porters and stewards tried to warn them that the ship was sinking. After all, at that time, the Titanic was the world's largest movable man-made object. According to reports, when John Harper knew that the ship was going to sink, he placed his daughter in a lifeboat, and with tears in his eyes, he told her that someday he would see her again. John Harper gave up his daughter to those in a lifeboat and gave up his life jacket to another and went about helping others who were in distress on the deck. Jesus said in John 15:13, "Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends." The Titanic, the solid ship of steel and luxury, began to sink. It began to break in half, and John Harper and others jumped into the icy waters of the Atlantic. 1,528 people went into the freezing Atlantic waters. John Harper began leading people to Christ in the dark waters. Harper met a young man in the water clinging to some timber, and he said to him, "Are you saved?" The young man said, "No." Harper and the young man were separated, but before Harper died, he was seen again by the young man, and Harper led him to Christ. Harper's last words were heard to be from Acts 16:31, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." 4 years later, at a survivors meeting, the young man testified that John Harper had led him to Christ. While others were trying to save themselves on the Titanic, John Harper was trying to save others. If you're a Christian, you should have a heart like John Harper, because John Harper had a heart like Jesus. Jesus told us what his mission was. In Luke 19:10, Jesus said, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost." When Jesus was on earth, he knew that souls were drowning in the depths of sin. John Harper willingly gave up his life for others. Jesus gave up his life so you could be saved. Jesus died for our sins. God punished Jesus for the sins of the world. Jesus, in talking to Nicodemus, said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." When Paul wrote to the Corinthians, he said, "For he hath made him," talking about Jesus, "to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." The world is like the Titanic. It's sinking. This world continues to sink in the depths of sin. It's getting worse every year. The world is sinking spiritually. The world is sinking physically. The world is sinking financially. We live in a world that is sinking in violence and corruption and sin. Sadly, the majority of people today are like many that were on the Titanic. They think that their money and riches and luxuries and alcohol are going to bring them happiness, and they ignore the fact that one day they're going to stand before God. All of us have to face the fact that one day we are going to die. We die because sin has brought death into this world. In Romans 3:23, the Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The writer to the Hebrews says, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment." People ignore the fact that without Jesus, they are lost for all eternity. You and I were made to live forever. You will either live with God or without God. When you die, you'll either live in darkness forever in hell or live in the light of God's love in heaven forever. The rescue plans on the Titanic failed, but God has a rescue plan for all those that will come to him through his Son, Jesus Christ. God sent his only Son to die for the sins of all humanity. Jesus said, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." The Apostle Paul said, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Fortunately, this world is not our final resting place. There is a place called heaven, which God is preparing for us. Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Have you trusted Jesus? Are you sure if you died tonight that you would be in the presence of God? You know, when I think of the Titanic, I think of another ship, a ship called Noah's Ark. The Bible says, by faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household. God warned Noah that he was going to judge the world with a flood, and God had Noah warn others as well. Noah got on the ark with seven others. On the Titanic, many refused to believe the warnings of the crew that the ship was going to sink. Many of the lifeboats had room to spare, but people had refused to get on. Many today refuse to believe that this world, which is sinking in sin, will one day experience the judgment of God. The Titanic collided with the iceberg at 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th. The Titanic went under at 2:40 a.m. on April the 15th. In darkness, people waited, hoping that they would be saved. Finally, at 4:10 a.m., the ship Carpathia arrived and 705 passengers and crew were rescued. The unsinkable ship went down to a watery grave with over 1,500 people. There were three classes on the Titanic. Amongst them was the rich and poor. But in the end, there was only two classes of people, the saved and the lost. It's the same today. You're either saved or you're lost. Those who are lost rejects God's free offer of salvation in Jesus Christ. Those who are saved recognize the fact that Jesus is their Saviour. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. John Harper, at the age of 17, knew that people needed to be saved. He would go down to the streets of his village. He would pour out his soul before others, pleading with them to be reconciled to God. If you're a Christian, would you pray that God gives you a heart like John Harper? A heart that looks at the world of men and who sees them lost in their sin and knows that they have no hope of rescue until they come to the only Saviour for their sins, the Lord Jesus. Hollywood doesn't remember John Harper. He wasn't amongst the super rich then, but he's amongst the riches of heaven now. Would you pray that God gives you a heart like Harper, pleading with men and women to come to God, even up until your last day on this earth? John Harper knew the Great Commission, and he lived out the Great Commission till the very end. Jesus said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Amen.